This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change, hosted by Redwood Gospel Missions. And I am Executive Director Jeff Gilman of Redwood Gospel Missions. And I am excited that in the studio with me today is the man who founded and manages our coffee roasting program, my friend Max Bretzky. And so welcome into the studio, Max.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to have you in. We have lots of coffee ventures going on with Redwood Gospel Missions. And I think back to when this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love to hear from you your memories of when we started, how we started. It's mm-hmm. been about 12 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the time we first at least began to
10.
Have conversation.
It's probably 11 years from when we started talking about this. And that's probably my clearest recollection is us starting to talk and me just thinking, no, I don't think I'm your guy. I don't think this is a good fit, mainly because I wanted to work with high caliber coffee. I wanted to work with really good quality. That was the world that I came from, that you knew me from. And then that's where the turning point was to find out, oh, that's what you want as well. those were the earliest memories where I was more pushing it off and saying, I don't think this is going to work.
So we kind of know the timing because mm-hmm. when I first met with you, your daughter, your oldest daughter, was mm-hmm. a newborn. And how old is she now?
She'll be 11 in like 2 weeks.
So there you go. Yep. So literally a newborn when we first met.
Yep.
So yeah, it was about 11 years ago.
Yep.
And you did say no to me. I was all excited. I wanted a consultant.
Yeah.
And you said I'm a full-time pastor. I'm a full-time coffee roaster.
Yeah.
I'm now a full-time dad.
Exactly.
So you had literally had your plate full.
Definitely.
And I
thought maybe I had some people I could send your way, but then things quickly changed. My job went away, and so that's when I said, hey, I could do this. But it's got to be full time.
And we got more than a consultant. You said I'm available.
Yep.
And we said, oh, you're more available than we were ready for. And within days we knew that this was the right thing. So
sure.
So what were those early days like? We wanted to start a coffee mm-hmm. roasting program. I remember that you came to me and you said, here's the deal, though. I want to be able to roast coffee the way I would like to do so.
Yeah.
And so when we started talking, it was the kind of things that we were looking for. So what are some of those things when you say roasting coffee the way I would like to do so? What does that mean?
Really just being able to select a high caliber bean, you know, so anything that you buy that would be special. Specialty grade would be similar to like a wine grading scale on the 1 to 100. Anything specialty is above 82 points, and I like to work a few points above that. So anything that's in the 84, 85, 86 range, because my style and my philosophy on roasting is to let the coffee speak for itself. A lot of times, if you are buying lower grade, then you have to let the roast speak for it. And there's something, you know, to say about that. Some people like that flavor, but I like to taste the flavor that's inherent to the bean, and that'll show you the different regions of the world.
And you can do a deep dive into coffee once you get started, and it can become a crazy world. But
it
is not unlike any of those other, you know, kind of craft systems, whether it's wine or beer or some of those things. Although Redwood Gospel Mission, we tend to be on the teetotaler side of things. So so coffee is something that we're happy to do, but it's fascinating, especially to go to the cuppings when you get some new coffees in from around the world, and then we're able to taste the distinctives of those coffees from around the world. It's just fascinating to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I, just to expand just a tiny bit more, I had at that point and still do, I always look for what I call game changers, things that are, or coffees that normally you wouldn't see on a shelf or that people would associate with quality, finding good coffees that are in that range and then developing them to be what we're looking for.
And in that specialty coffee world, you're really able to help some of the farmers around the world because you end up paying a higher price for those coffees.
Right.
And they're more benefited by those coffees than, say, somebody that's doing this massive bulk sort of thing.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the direct trade is it's the best for the farmer, and it's a really kind of conscious way to select and buy coffee.
And that was another part of our vision as well, that we wanted to do this in an ethical way. We wanted to do it in a way that really would benefit people all over the world, as well as benefit men and women in recovery.
Right.
And so let's just kind of segue into that. When you first started, what did we do? How did we get involved in having men in the recovery program and the New Life program participate in our coffee roasting?
Yeah, so we just basically looked around the room and said, who wants to do this, you know, and a few people raised their hands. And so these are men and women, well, I guess one woman, but mostly men that are in the New Life Recovery Program, 10 to 18 month program, where they are really just getting a reset for their life and also building a community around them. And that's the part that I love the most. And I still keep in touch with many of the people that have gone through this, considering myself to be a part of their community. But teaching them a job skill that is either going to set them up to get a job in that field, or that I've also found that I thought was equally important, is learning that new skill really resets what, like, your standard for yourself. And if I can learn this, who's to say I can't go out and get this degree? Or who's to say I can't go out and start this job? I've always wanted to do this. Coffee roasting was great. I loved it. Loved my time. I ruin people constantly because they always come back and they're like, I can't drink other coffee now. I can't drink, I can't go back to Starbucks or pizza or anything like that. I have to find the small shops. And so getting them, teaching them this new skill, and that really sets them up for success.
So in the time we have left in this first segment, so when we started, we also looked around the town and said, where can we roast coffee?
Right.
And you found nothing, right?
Nothing, yeah.
And so for the first couple of years, you commuted with the guys down to
Berkeley, yeah.
Down to Berkeley.
Yep.
And what was down at Berkeley that allowed us to do
that? The co-roasting facility. So just a facility, kind of like a custom crush winemaking facility, place where a bunch of different businesses could share a roasting space.
And that turned out to be really beneficial for them and for you.
Yep.
And you were also starting another coffee venture at the time.
Yep.
And you continued that. What's the name of that coffee company?
That's Land & Water Coffee, based here in Santa Rosa.
And so you've been operating Land & Water as a coffee shop now, coffee shops, for how long now?
It'll be 6 years in June.
6 years in June. Yeah. And so it's a great relationship between Land & Water Coffee and Redwood Gospel Coffee.
Absolutely. There wouldn't be one without the other.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And it certainly has been a great relationship so far, and we'll look forward to many more years of it.
Yep.
When we come back from the break, I want to dig a little deeper into some of those relationships and some of your kind of favorite outcomes related to coffee roasting, as well as talking about some of the ventures that Redwood Gospel Mission is getting into related to coffee, and we look forward to having more of that. In the meantime, I would kind of give a little plug that we do have a cafe and bakery that is at 2447 Summerfield Road, and we would love to have people come and visit that and get to taste Redwood Gospel Coffee, mm-hmm. and look at how you may be able to support Redwood Gospel Coffee and support men and women in recovery because of it. So anyway, we'll be coming right back after this break. I want to let you know that this is Real Change from Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission. This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO. We are in the studio with Max Bretzky, who is the manager of Redwood Gospel Missions coffee roasting program, and has been doing so for the last decade, and also has another coffee company in town that you may know of, a Land and Water Coffee. And what an amazing, wonderful partnership we've had over the years, and super appreciate Max being in the studio. Max, you mentioned in the previous segment that you developed relationships with a lot of the men who have come through that program.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of your fondest memories? I certainly can think of one from the very beginning, from the first year, but go ahead. What are some of your fondest memories?
Oh, man, some of them that stick out, would be like our first crew, Christian and Derek. And not really knowing what to expect, not really knowing, it was very experimental and very, I guess, loose, where we're trying to figure out how to train, but also still get the job done. Another one would be Mr. Tim Kitchen, who worked for me for years, mm-hmm. Outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
So many in between, where the days just driving down to Berkeley, early in the morning, and bringing everything back, trucking everything down, bringing it all back. And, but one that sticks out, kind of a funny memory, is when I went to Africa, to go, to coffee farms there, and we had, a couple of guys running things while I was gone, and they roasted enough for an entire month on accident. But it was good. Those are good things to learn, to let people work, and if they make a mistake, then so be it.
Yes, and good thing coffee lasts a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be drunk immediately, but we pride ourselves on freshly roasted coffee.
Yeah.
And it wasn't quite as fresh for a couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Derek and Christian.
Yep.
You had a significant impact in Christian's life through the coffee roasting program that kind of set the direction for his life. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just basically where I had graduated from a Bible college in Southern California, had said, "Hey, Christian, it seems like you would really enjoy this." And he said, I think I would. And so he ended up getting a full scholarship through the Rebel Gospel Mission and attending there for 2 years and graduating with a degree himself. So,
which is super encouraging. It was something that you may have not expected, but you couldn't have hoped for more from your first coffee roasting class. Instead of producing a coffee roaster, you produced a minister. So he graduated from that Bible college and then came back to work with Redwood Gospel Missions and now serves as our guest services manager. Plus, he knows his way around coffee a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, in that early days, he was thinking, maybe I'll do a coffee shop myself. And he still could. You know, it's an intoxicating industry once you get exposed to it. It's just so much fun.
So tell me, explain what you do with the men, because you work with them a couple of days a week, right? It's not a full-time gig with them, but they're with you a couple of days a week. What do they do when they come to be with you?
They get to work their way up, honestly, to kind of bossing me around by the end of their certification. But we start at the very beginning. We use a Loring Smart Roast, Loring Roaster, that's also made here in Santa Rosa. And
you kind of have a special distinctive of that of that Loring Kestrel, right? That you have. What's unique about that machine that you have?
It's one of the first off the line. And that's, I think, what we've narrowed it down to. For years, it was thought to be the first. And I think that got shot down, but I think it was the first or second off the line.
Wow.
Out of, you know, a few thousand now. But we now have Scott Robinson, who retired from Loring. He was employee number one over there. He helps us out on Monday mornings, and he gives a technical deep dive of the roaster to the guys. So from day one, they're literally learning how the roaster operates, of course, how to clean and maintain, but all the technology behind it. And then from there, we move on to understanding green bean and sourcing, selecting how it's roasted, why we select it. And then they learn the full assembly line of production, bagging, grinding, sealing. And then after probably about 3 weeks, they start working on the roaster. I like to ease them into it, because to just throw you on the roaster is pretty intimidating. So, after they're around it for 3 weeks, we get into the roasting. And then after about 3 weeks of me looking over their shoulder, they are roasting. And best case scenario is that I'm not even watching by like month two. And they're just roasting, and they know the system, they know the program, and they're going completely on their own.
And you may get to share some other things with them when they're there. You've got sort of a captive audience. You're able to talk about God. You're able to talk about your life. Share some of those. Those thoughts.
We cover everything, and we cover anything from religion and politics to family and trying to, you know, some conspiracy theories, whatever you might hear. But I do get a great opportunity just to share with them the impact that God has had on my life, and how I've worked that out in my family, how I've worked that out in my community. And
speaking of family, your wife and your family, your wife's family had an early connection with Redwood Gospel Mission, and it's come full circle. So tell me just a little bit about that in the last few minutes we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So my wife, her mom came through, would that have been Manahome or Rose at
Manahome,
that time?
Yes.
Came through Manahome. She was either an infant or she was in her mom's stomach, but she was there, and they had stayed a couple of different times. Her dad, after getting clean and sober, had volunteered for years at Redwood Gospel Mission, he was probably a coach, right?
He was a coach and a jail minister.
He was one of our
key jail chaplains.
Yep, awesome man. And her mom worked there, her sister worked there. We've had some time with the Redwood Gospel Mission,
which is really amazing. That and when I met you, I had no idea of that connection,
right?
And you had some idea of that connection, much more than I did.
Yep.
And it became a great and wonderful surprise. And we were able to share that story with folks through our newsletter of just real family legacy and coming full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we do have a coffee roasting program, which means we produce coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And how can people get some of that coffee from Redwood Gospel Coffee?
Easiest way is going to be, now we have a storefront again, so you can pick it up either at the thrift store over on Piner Avenue. You could buy it at the Redwood Gospel Baking Company or the www.redwoodgospelcoffee.com.
Okay.
That's another way, and we can ship directly to your door. You can pick it up at a participating church, or you can pick it up at the thrift store.
And we have a number of churches that do participate. Yeah. About how many churches participate?
I think we're about 35.
35 yeah. churches yep. buy Redwood Gospel Coffee.
Yep.
We've improved church coffee. We're
yes.
giving them a better reputation.
Yep.
And some of them have a great reputation. They have full cafes designed by Redwood Gospel Coffee.
Absolutely.
Yep. So it's been great to have you in the studio. Thank you for being here. And again, this has been Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission.